Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It is January 2nd. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're with us as we join our voices to those across the world as we give thanks and praise to God during this Christmas season. I'm happy if you are joining us on YouTube or will in the days yet to come. It is good for us to be in worship today. We have Sunday school bags in the back of the church, so if there are children with us, if there will be children stopping by your house later today, please make sure that you pick up a Sunday school bag. Also, if the children are here, we do have Sunday school in between services for both adults and for children. The children are upstairs in the educational wing. Stacy and I want to make sure that we say a very deep thank you to all of you, our sisters and brothers here at St. John's, especially to all of you who remembered us with greetings and cards and gifts and things through this Christmas season. It is always been a blessing to be here and to be with all of you. Couple of other Christmas announcements. First of all, if you were one of the people who graciously donated a poinsettia, they will die soon if you don't take it home and care for it. All right. No green thumb here. I can kill cactus by accident. And so if you donated, please come take your poinsettia home so that you can enjoy it and all the rest of that. Also, Christmas cleanup. It's beautiful when we have it. We just need to start putting it away. Christmas cleanup will be this coming Saturday, January 8th, beginning at 10 a.m. Your help is appreciated. Many hands make light work and all of that kind of stuff. So join us this coming Saturday, January 8th at 10 a.m. for our Christmas cleanup. There are lots of other announcements in the bulletin, and I hope that you take a chance to read through. We will be joining in with families who are mourning losses. And so please just keep your sisters and brothers here at St. John's in prayer. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship. So let us rise and join together in our gathering song, Joy to the World. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading, this second Sunday of Christmas, comes from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together. A great company they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away. Say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from the hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading comes from the first chapter of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we also have obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of our Lord. Merry Christmas! It's actually the ninth day, so I'm hoping to see ladies dance sometime today. So, you know, it's not like you have to right now, but, you know, going back to school that week after Christmas break was always fun when I was growing up. Now, of course, it was good to see your friends and all your classmates and all the rest of that, but it was the conversation. The conversation always got around to the question of all questions. What'd you get for Christmas? Right? Because there was always classmates of mine who got the biggest and the coolest and the bestest. But there also were classmates who didn't get a lot, but But it was always an awesome story to hear them and tell about what their gift was. Now, sometimes it was socks and underwear, and growing up in Minnesota, sometimes it was even long underwear. Other times it was toys or books or games or puzzles, sleds and skates and lots and lots and lots of candy. But it was great to discover from all of your friends and the people at school, what'd you get for Christmas, right? Well, it's Christmas in our world, and we too have received our gift. So what did we get? We have gotten the greatest Christmas gift ever, and it's not a Cabbage Patch Kid or a Tickle Me Elmo. It's not an Xbox or a Lexus with a great big bow on the driveway. It's not anything that we could pick out or pick up or have delivered by one of the many people who do that now. Our true gift this Christmas is Christ. It is Jesus. Christ, our Savior, is born. The Word became flesh and lived among us, moved into the neighborhood, pitched His tent by ours. That is the gift, God's great gift to the world this and every Christmas. Do we realize how amazing this gift is? Now, we have celebrated so many Christmases that perhaps it doesn't feel as amazing as it should. Because in these years of pandemics and posturing, what does it mean that Christ is born for you? In this time of yet more warfare and more bloodshed, how can we get excited about the Prince of Peace? Do we realize how amazing this gift is? Jesus, our Savior, is God's answer to and repair of our broken relationship with God. From the moment of our first sin, the relationship we have with God is smashed. We have forgotten what God is like. And so we create gods that look a lot like us. All the while, God has been trying to mend that broken relationship with covenants, with Noah and Abraham to show God's love, with Moses and David to show us how to live and to teach us to discover patience. At Christmas, we celebrate the coming of God's ultimate solution. God the Son of God, God incarnate, born, God with us. That's what John is telling us about this morning. That's what Paul is telling us about this morning. It's even what Jeremiah can help us to understand more fully. God is with us, bringing love and forgiveness, hope and peace. That's the gift. In the beginning was the Word. Think about that. Jesus, God the Son, from the beginning He is with us. Not just after Christmas, He has always been and will always be with us. He will be a light shining in the darkness and enlightening the world. And this Word is our gift. This Word is the creative power for all the world. And yet this world didn't know Him or recognize Him. We have forgotten the face of God, forgotten what God is truly like. And so the Son comes, the Word becomes flesh, that we might see God again. From His fullness, we have received grace upon grace. Not once, but twice. It's grace upon grace. That's what God looks like. Grace. Undeserved love. And as John puts it, it's grace upon grace. Doubly we don't deserve it, and yet we receive it. This is what God looks like, for God is love. Law came through early covenants to show us how we might live and behave ourselves. But the grace comes to us in Jesus Christ so that our lives will be lived in love following our Lord and Savior. John reminds us that no one has seen God, but Jesus, our Christmas gift, gives us the knowledge of God. Christ brings that grace and truth. Christ brings true knowledge of God, not supposed knowledge or scared of knowledge. It's not secret knowledge that you have to learn in a cave someplace. It's knowledge of the transforming love that God has for us. And if you want to see God, look to Jesus. There you will see God. Paul continues to tell us about the gift of Christmas, the gift of Christ. We have been blessed by God in Christmas. Our relationship with God is repaired, and we have been chosen to be holy and blameless. Not because we're worth that, but because God is love. In Christ, we have redemption and forgiveness. In Christ, we are given insight so that we can know the mysteries of His will. We receive wisdom and understanding. We wrestle with the truth. We live and we follow Christ because in Him we have received our inheritance as God's own children. This is our gift this Christmas. This is our amazing gift this Christmas. Word became flesh and lives among us. He shines the light of God's love into the dark places of our lives. He then leads us and guides us so that we can reflect that light in our lives. You see, this is how we become God's gift to the world this Christmas. In Christ, we have seen God. We know His love and the strength of His transforming power in our lives. So we get to sing aloud with gladness and raise shouts to the Lord. We who have been gathered from all of our hiding spots, found by the love of God, we are now sent into the world in love so that God's will, God's kingdom, God's dream for all creation may be seen and built and made real. We have received a gift this Christmas so that we can become a gift this Christmas. We have been blessed in order to be a blessing. May the beauty of the Christ child and the love of God Himself inspire us all to lives of love and service. May we who have been marked with the Holy Spirit discover new and acceptable ways to share God's love with everyone that we meet today and always. Amen. And now I ask you to rise as we join together in prayer. Joining our voices with the heavenly hosts and Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. You make yourself known in the gift of language in diverse forms. Draw our attention to those who communicate through sign, braille, and technology. Make your church a place where all methods of communication are celebrated. Lord, in your mercy, creating God, the sun greets us anew each morning. Thank you for waking us up today to witness and share your abundance. Awaken us always to your wisdom and deepen our care for your natural world. Lord, in your mercy, Emmanuel, in your name we are assured that you are with us. Train nations and peoples to honor and respect one another, especially those whose names and identities have been mistreated, neglected, or oppressed. Lord, in your mercy, you adopt us as your beloved ones. Accompany parents and children navigating the adoption process, especially those in the foster system. Sustain those struggling with infertility or pregnancy loss. Tenderly embrace all in need. Lord, in your mercy, you journey with us through change. Guide those assuming new roles in this congregation or making transitions in their families, workplaces, or communities. As the seasons and the calendar change, equip us for unexpected challenges. Lord, in your mercy, we give you thanks for all who modeled lives of loving service. We lift before you especially Jack and James. Lead us into your grace until with all your saints we enter the fullness of your glory. Lord, in your mercy, rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I now invite you to join with me in the Christmas Creed found printed in your bulletin. I believe in Jesus Christ and in the beauty of the gospel begun in Bethlehem. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town and whose spirit still brings music to persons all over the world in towns both large and small. I believe in the one for whom the crowded inn could find no room. And I confess that my heart still sometimes wants to exclude Christ from my life today. I believe in the one who the rulers of the earth ignored and the proud could never understand, whose life was among common people, whose welcome came from people of hungry hearts. I believe in the one who proclaimed the love of God to be invincible. I believe in the one whose cradle was a mother's arms, whose modest home in Nazareth had love for its only wealth, who looked at people as real and made them see what God's love saw in them, who by love brought sinners back to purity and lifted human weakness up to meet the strength of God. I confess my everlasting need of God. The need of forgiveness for our selfishness and greed, the need of new life for empty souls, the need of love for hearts grown cold. I believe in God, who gives us the best of himself. I believe in Jesus, the Son of the living God, born in Bethlehem for me and for the world. Amen. In the peace of this season, our spirits are joyful. With beasts and angels, with shepherds and stars, with Mary and Joseph, we sing of God's praise. By your coming, may the hungry be filled with good things, and may this table and all our homes be blessed. Bless us, O Lord, and these your gifts, which we are about to receive from your bounty, through Christ our Lord. Eternal God, this joyful day is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. May that light illuminate our hearts and shine in our words and our deeds. May the hope, the peace, the joy, and the love represented by the birth in Bethlehem fill our lives and become part of all that we say and do. May we share the divine life of your Son, Jesus Christ, even as he humbled himself to share our humanity. Bless us and the feast that you have provided for us. Let us be thankful for the true gift of Christmas, your Son, who on the night in which he was betrayed took bread. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." God of all gifts, we thank you for the many ways that you have blessed us this day. We are grateful for each of us who are gathered at this your table. We ask you to bless us with this holy meal and by the presence of your Holy Spirit to fill us with your gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. In our gratitude and love, we remember your humble birth into our lives and pray for those who are without enough to eat. We remember the stable in which you were born and pray for those who have no place to live. We remember your challenging message of caring and giving, and we pray for peace in families and nations throughout the world. We bless you and give you thanks in your spirit who brings our hearts to life this Christmas season and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It is in the love of God that Jesus became the Christ child. It is in the spirit of that same love that I bid you now come to his table of grace. You may be seated. Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are sent out in love and service, and so together we pray, Most High God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all, through Christ Jesus, our host and our guest. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. May your week be blessed as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
That's what we do.
May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.